all begin to say, "Is it I?" Peter said, "Is it I, Lord?" John, "Is it I?" Matthew, "Is it I, Lord?" And they got down to the 12th one, whose name was Judas Iscariot. And he said, "Is it I?" And he said, "Thou hast said, for the one whose hand is with me on the table shall betray me into the sun, into the hands of man. It would be better that this man had never been born." You see, they were going to take communion with the Lord. And there was time to search your soul before you take communion. It was time to say, "Is it I?" When we take communion, I challenge you, you need to repent. You need to say before you take, say, "Is it I?" You'll never get holy enough to take it. I'm just going to tell you, you'll never get holy enough to take it. For after they took the Lord's Supper, it was after that Judas betrayed him and Peter denies him. That didn't make them holy. It didn't really change them. But it was a soul-searching time before you take of my body and drink of my blood. Is it I? Do I need to make some changes in my life? Drinking a new drink. And they all drank of it. This last day of the feast of the booth, Jesus cried with that loud voice, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus had already talked to a man named Nicodemus about being born again. "Except you're born again of the water and of the Spirit, you shall in no wise see the kingdom of God." My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says the tabernacle of God. This was the we had been through the feast of the booth or tabernacle. He said, the tabernacle of God is within you. The kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. It is not meat and it is not drink, but it is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. And so he tells them, Brother Valentine, again, thank you. He tells them to go tarry in Jerusalem, for there you will be filled with the promise that comes from my Father. That was what he told them, "I will drink with you. But I can't drink it with you until I am glorified." And he tells them to go and tarry there in Jerusalem for the power that comes with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that, and that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it was that great day. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place at one accord, and suddenly there came a field of sound as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of them in the house with the Holy Ghost. It set on them. Oh, thank God. You ever had anything sit on you? It set on them. And they all began to speak in tongues and magnify God and give him the glory. One drink and they were drunk. One drink and they were like drunk. No wonder the scripture says, "Be not drunk on wine where is in excess, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost." He was drinking it with them. One drink and it filled them up. And out of their belly, man, they began to magnify God and act like they were drunk, and all they had was one drink of this new drink. One swig, if you will, of this new drink. And brother, they were like they were drunk. And Peter, that rock, said to these that were doubting, said, "They look like they're full of new wine. Intoxicated." He said, "Oh, no, you don't understand. This is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Then the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh." Hallelujah. One drink. As they come this morning, we're going to take communion shortly, but I want them to play a little music in the background. They sat at this table and had communion, the first communion, with Jesus himself. And he tells them, "This is my blood and this is my body that is broken for you. Take and eat and drink all of it." The New Testament gives us a commandment regarding communion. He tells us in the New Testament that unless we are partakers of his spirit, unless we drink this new drink, he said, you will have no part with me. Understand that. Unless you drink this new drink, he said, you will have no part of me. He told Nicodemus, unless you are born again of the water and of the spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot see the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost inside of you. They had communion, but the ultimate communion is your communion with God through the Spirit. And as they roll this out today, in the New Testament, he gives us not a commandment, but a suggestion. He said, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Don't forget what got you here. It's wonderful to rejoice and thank God for the Spirit. It's great to be drunk as you suppose and rejoice. It's great. But he said, I don't want you ever to forget. And that's what those feasts were about, brother. They were about not forgetting where they came from. So he says, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Would you stand this morning? I want to pray with you. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to partake of this. And then as you come, you can take, partake, and they'll collect your little cup on the side here. But I want to give you this to say, is it I? Is it I? Is there anything I need to change, need to repent of? You know, repentance doesn't take 10 hours or 10 days. It takes just an open heart. Somebody that's willing to say, God, it's me. I need to make some changes. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm asking that you would prick somebody's heart this morning. Open their eyes and their understanding to understand what you went through. For Lord, we have to have fellowship in the resurrection, but it also says in the suffering. And Lord, let us have fellowship through the suffering, through acknowledgement of what you went through. You're not asking us to go through what you went through. You're asking us to acknowledge what you went through. And I ask you this morning to open up our hearts. For you said you do this for the remission of sin. So if there be anybody here this morning that would say, Lord, forgive me for what I have done, that your blood will forgive them and remit their sins forever in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. If you'd like to partake, we're going to sing a hymn at the end. I'll start here, and let's just pass through this way. You can make it all the way around. As they, in the background, would maybe softly play or sing.
Dwelt among the lowly.
hallelujah, partaking of his blood. Remember what he did for you. Remember where you would be if it had not been for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is his body. This is his blood. Hallelujah. I leave you never.
I leave you never.
Just be true.
Just be true. I'll give to you life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's own.
He fights my battles
until they're won. For who am I?
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Musicians can return. Anyone else? Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you raise your hands towards heaven? Thank Him for taking your beating. Thank Him for giving your blood, His blood, instead of yours. He gave His life that you might enjoy yours. He's not asking you to give your life with bloodshed and on a nail.